on Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We're already actually a few lines down from the top, 1, 2, 8 lines from the top of the page of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. So we were talking about this question of the regular amount, what we call Maisia Yidei Ishto, and the woman has a certain responsibility. We're going to talk about it a little bit more what that means exactly, but a certain responsibility to a certain extent that she makes a certain amount of money, and that goes to her husband in place of the responsibility he takes upon himself to support her financially. And so because he supports her financially, and we talked a little bit what's because, right? But because he supports her financially, so she, the money that she makes goes to him. And then there's a second amount called the mosar, the extra, like the even more than the basic amount that she makes, then goes to him as well. But from his side, he has this double responsibility of the mizonos, and then what we call the ma kesef, like the extra amount we call, like, you know, for lack of a better term, like spending money that beyond her regular, beyond his regular financial responsibility, and that both are incumbent upon him. And then when he does that, so both come, you know, both her ma'aseh dea and the mosar and the extra come back from her. And we had a machlokes there in terms of exactly how that works and what's sort of in what place. So actually, let's just look for a second at the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis. We had a so the Mishnah has a machlokes. What happens with the moser? So if the husband is makdish, if he makes the ma'aseh de'ishto hekdish, so what happens? So we assume that if he's makdish ma'aseh de'ishto, so she keeps on going, she can make her money and she can continue using the money, but the extra amount, that's where we had a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, whether the Meir says that money becomes hekdish, and Yochanan Sandler says that no, it doesn't. It remains chulin, and we had a machlokes in the Gemara about when it becomes kadosh. It becomes kadosh before Misa, before she dies, after she dies, etc. And we had a question what the case was, and we assume the case was where it's a scenario where he gives mizonos to his wife, but he's not giving her the ma'al kesef, right? So he's giving her, he's sort of halfway there. He's giving the mizonos, but he's not giving the ma'al kesef. And that's why, in that scenario, she can, you know, the mizonos she keeps, but the, in the ma'aseh dea she keeps, but the mosar can become hektish. So we said, what's the svara there, right? What's the svara? So the very, very bottom line in the Nun Ches Amud Beis, we have machlokas. So Rav and Shmuel said, very tiknu mizonos tachas ma'aseh yadeha, and ma'al kesef tachas mosar, right? That Chazal made a takana on the mizonos in place of, right, the ma'aseh yadeha, and that ma'al kesef tachas mosar, and the money that, the extra spending money, the extra ma'al kesef, in place of the mosar that she gives him. Right? And since she, again, the case is, he's only given the mizonos, he hasn't given the ma'al kesef, so that's why the extra belongs to her. Rav Adabar Ava Savar, so Rav Adabar Ava said a different svara. Tiknu mizonos tachas mosar, that the mizonos are in place of the extra amount of her ma'aseh dea, and the ma'al kesef is in place tachas ma'aseh dea. And the ma'aseh is in place of her actual earnings. V'kevin the kayav la mizone moser di dehave. Right, and since he gives the, since he's giving her mizonos, so then he gets the mosar. So what was the machlokus of ma'aseh miflagi? So ma'aseh midah de shchiach, ma'aseh midah de kaitz, midah de kaitz. Right. So how you determine which one comes in place of which depends on how you look at it. Right. So some, you know, one approach, Rav and Shmuel says, I care which things are shchiach, which are typical. Right, so since mizonos are typical, right, and ma'aseh dea are typical, so one is in place of the other, as opposed to Rav Adabar Ava, who argues no, I go by the things that have a standard or a certain fixed amount, right, and since ma'al kesef is a fixed amount, right, and ma'aseh dea is a fixed amount. So which we'll see as we move along. So he assumes that the ma'al kesef comes in place in the ma'aseh dea, and the regular mizon and the regular mizone and the Sorry, in the Maaseh Deha, in the Mosar, are both not fixed amounts, and that's why they come in place of each other. Fine. So now the Gemara has a problem. Maaseh, the Gemara's an attack each side, Rav Adar Bar Abba and the Rabban Shmuel. So Maaseh, the first attack is on Rav Adar Bar Abba. Tiknu Mezonos Tachas Maaseh Deha. So we have a mission that says, right, that they made a takana of Mezonos in place of Maaseh Deha. Well, Rav Adar Bar Abba said the opposite. Right, he said that Mizonos is in place of the Mosar. So what's going on here? So Ema Tachas Mosar Maaseh Deha. No, okay, no problem. We'll just change the language. That Maaseh Deha means Mosar Maaseh Deha, and that's really what's going on here. Okay, so Tashma, but hold on. Im Ena Nosin La Ma Kesef Litzarcheha Maaseh Deha Shala. Right, the later on the mission said if he doesn't give her the Ma Kesef. Of what she needs, so then the Maaseh Deha belong to her. Clearly, see that Maaseh that Ma'akas is in place of the Maaseh Deha. So, Emas, most of Maaseh Deha Shalah. No, we'll just change the language again. And really means that most of Maaseh Deha are hers. It's not a problem. So, Baha'Allah Katani, Mahi Osalo, Mishkal Chamesh Slaim Shti Biyehuda. But wait a second, the same Mishnah Braisa continues by saying that I'll tell you what Maaseh Deha is. Maaseh Deha is, right? It's the weight of 5 slime of spun thread, so that in Yehuda, that's what Maaseh Deha is. So clearly, it's not talking about most of Maaseh Deha. It gives you the exact amount of what Maaseh Deha is. So Hachik Amar, no, this is what it means to say Maaseh Deha Kama Havei. No, meaning this is how you read it. Yeah, if you just give her this, the Ma'akesef, give her, then she gets the most of the Maaseh Deha. And then the Mish continues, and what is Maaseh Deha, not Mosar Maaseh Deha. No, Maaseh Deha is Kamahave Deleida Mosar Dida Kama Kama Mishka Chamish Slime Shtibi Huda Shein Esther Slime Begadol. No, they're asking if I want to know what the Mosar is. I got to know what the basic is, and the basic is this amount of five slime of spun thread in Yehuda, which is like 10 in the Galil. Fine. So we can if you're going to ask me from specific language, I can always. Tinker with the language a little bit and make it not be a problem for Rav Adar Bar Abba. Fine. Or for Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel now says, Halacha Krav Yochanan Sandler. The halacha is like Yochanan Sandler. What do you mean halacha is Krav Yochanan Sandler? Our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah had a question. What happened in the case where the husband is makdish her Maaseh Deha? He says, whatever Maaseh Deha you make, I'm making hekdish. So we had a machlokas. Rav Meir said that's hekdish. Yochanan Sandler said it was chulin. So Shmuel says we pass like Yochanan Sandler that even if he tries to be makdish the moser Maaseh Deha, it doesn't matter if he tries to be makdish the Maaseh Deha, even the mosar remains chulin. It doesn't work basically. If he tries to be makdish her Maaseh Deha, it doesn't work for any element of it, not the basic and not the mosar. Okay, so says Gemara, Mi Amar Shmuel Achi. Does Shmuel really say that this is correct, that this is true, that it remains chulin? Batanan, we're at the following Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows. We're going to see it later on in a few daf. Konam shani osa lapicha, eino tzarech lahafir. Person who says, I'm taking a konam. And we're going to see the language of konam. I mean, konamos is going to come up multiple times. Konam, we presume, is as opposed to being makdish something. When you makdish something, you make it forbidden to everybody because it's now given over to the Beis Hamikdash. Konam means I make it forbidden for myself, or I can make it forbidden sometimes for somebody else. But it's not that the item is fundamentally forbidden to be used, but it's forbidden for a particular person, right? So let's say someone says, Konam shani osa lapicha. So if you make such a statement, so what happens? Rashi says, Vatanan konam shani osa lapicha. Ma shani osa, if you see Rashi just a little bit above where we are, Ma shani osa yia konam lapicha, that which I make, right? The woman saying, the items that I produce, so that's going to come forbidden leficha yehei alecha kehekdesh melehenos lo. Right, so whatever I create is going to be forbidden to you. So if he does that, what happens? If she makes such a statement, the Mishnah continues, einot tzarech lahafir. He doesn't have to do hafaras nedarim. Rashi says, einot tzarech lahafir neider zeh she'ein ba koach lakdisho lefishu shelo. She can't do that because it's his. Right, since the Maaseh Deha belong to her, to him, she can't say they're forbidden to you. That's not something she can say because it automatically goes to her. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yafer. Rabbi Kiva says no, he should. he should be mafir it, or he should nullify that neder. Why? Shema ta'adif alav yeser mina roilo. Because maybe she'll make more than the basic amount. Now, implication being that even though the ma'isi yadeh go are directly to him, the mosar is not. And if the mosar is not directly to him, then what happens? She has the ability, it sounds like, to make that hektish. So he better go ahead and be made for that nether. He should, you know, nullify it before it goes into, you know, comes into play, because otherwise it sounds like what she says is going to work, at least on the mosar. I mean, Yochanan ben Nuri says, Yafer shema yigarshena utehe asura lachzor. So why should he be made for the nether? Because maybe he's going to divorce her. Meaning the implication is that right now, right, there's no ability for her to be makdish, or here it's not makdish, to make a konam, right, on her ma'aseh on her own, because she's married. But what might happen? It might be that she's going to get divorced. He'll divorce her. And once he divorces her, now her ma'aseh de'ah belong to her. And it's going to turn out that she made her ma'aseh de'ah forbidden to her. And he's going to be, it's going to be hard for him to go back on it. Right? Rashi says, Shema yigar shena. Well, look before there. Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Af ikr ma'aseh de'ah tzara chafara. And so Yochanan ben Nuri says, even the basic ma'aseh de'ah, she needs going to be a hafara on that nether. Shema yigar shena viha nether chal. Because if he divorces her, now the nether will be chal. Shemi she garsha eina mishubedes lo lemaisa yadea. As soon as they do, he gives her a get, now her maisa yadea are no longer mishubed to the husband anymore. Utehe asur lachzor lo lefish, and it would be forbidden for him to go back on it. What does that mean? Lefish enes ar maisa yadeha alav, since her maisa yadea were forbidden to him, v'efsha lo lizoher, shlo titichon v'lo tafe. Right, it'd be impossible for him to like be careful to know that she's not going to grind or bake or whatever. She does a lot of things for him, right? So it's going to turn out she did all these things for him, and now what? Like the challah rolls that are sitting in his house that she made for him. Now what? Once they get divorced, the things that she just did, right, are going to become forbidden to him. Okay, so that's why he should be made for the nether, because you never know, they might get divorced, and then all the ma'aseh yadeah all of a sudden become forbidden to him. So v'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, halacha k'rim Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? And Yochanan says, and Shmuel says, v'yelo holach Yochanan ben Nuri. That what? That sounds like the woman, while she's married at least, has some ability to create some level of hektish, right? It's konam, but to aser her ma'aseh on her husband. Okay, not yet. It's only once they're divorced. But she has some ability to do that. Look at Rashi, v'amar Shmuel halacha, etc. Ama licha she yigar shena chal haneder. Right, you see that once they get divorced, the neder is chal. Ama adam makdish davar shaloba laolam shadayan lo girsha. Right, what do you see? You see that Shmuel holds, and in this case, she's able to make the item that has not yet come into the world, right, the davar shaloba laolam, she's been able to make that hektish to a certain extent. Right? Even though he's the one who argued, we say that Shmuel said before, that lacha zekeb Yochanan Sanlar, right? That if the guy's makdish, the ma'is de ishto, it stays chulin. What was the presumed reason? Ain't adam makdish tavalo shalbal olam. To be makdish from ma'is de, that's not going to work because they don't exist yet. So which one is it? You said Shmuel holds like Yochanan Sanlar, Rav Yochanan here also holds like Yochanan Venuri, and that seems to be a contradiction. One seems to hold Ein adam makdish tavar shalbal olam, and Yochanan ben Nuri seems to say that adam makdish tavar shalbal olam. So how can that be? So what are we going to do? Okay, so answers the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to try to answer this problem, and says the Gemara as follows: Ki amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lahadafa. No, and Shmuel said that halacha is like Yochanan ben Nuri. He wasn't referring to the ikar ma'aseh yadeha. He's referring to the extra, right? To the extra. Rashi says, "Ki Amar Shmuel Halacha Rochem Menuri LaHadafa KaAmar." That he's referring to the extra. Klomar Halacha De Yafer. Right, he says that you should be Mayfair, but Velav Mi Taame. Right, he's not really agreeing with the reasoning of Rav Yochanan Menuri. Right, the Ilur of Yochanan Iker Ma'aseh Yadeha Tzarech Hafara. Because according to Rav Yochanan Menuri, even the basic Ma'aseh Yadeha need Hafara. The Shmuel Mushum HaDafa Shematadif Al Harayhu. The Amr Yafir. No, when Shmuel says halachas like Yochanan Nuri, it means that he's worried that they should be Mayfair, but really it's about the extra. So Gemara says, but wait a second, if that's true, we had other opinions here that seem to sound more like that, right? So it says Gemara, So first of all, that's what he meant. Say halachas Yochanan Nuri for the extra, right? Say what you mean, right? Inami or ein halacha katanakama, or just say we don't hold like the Tanakama. Inami halacha Rabbi Akiva, or say you hold like Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva again was one who said Yafer Shema Ta'adif Alav Yeshemin and Roy. Rabbi Akiva was talking about the extra. So if really he meant no halachas Yochanan Nuri, but only on the hadafa, that doesn't make sense. So why would you say halacha Yochanan Nuri? There's multiple other ways he could have said that he holds this opinion that the person can be makdish Shabbat Shabbat Olam, but only when it comes to the extra. So Ella Amr of Yosef konamos ka'amris. So Yosef says no. Why? What are we talking about here? You're comparing apples and oranges. The original case of the Mishnah is a case of being makdish mamish, making it set aside coin for everybody. You're fundamentally making the item itself forbidden to the whole world, making it hektish. But here, all you're saying is konam. Konam just makes it usher to that person, right? And shiny konamos mitoch sha'adam oser peros chavero alav adam makdish davar shlo bololam. So when it comes to konamos, what's the special chiddush when it comes to konamos? Now konam means what? I can say I'm not allowed to eat, X person's, apples from his apple tree. Right? I'm not allowed to make use of whatever money Reuven makes, right? So since I can forbid that to myself, right? And since I can do that, I'm not determining something about that item per se. I'm determining it about me, right? I'm deciding that it's forbidden for me. And that's already a different level. And when I do that, that's something I can do even on a Dabar Shalom Olam. So the point being that Shmuel can really hold, right, that eight on the Makdish Dabar Shalom Olam in general, and also hold that if I say Konam, then I can do that. I can make a Konam, Konamos, even on a Dabar Shalom Olam. Fine, and that's why the case is different. That's why it's unique, and that's why and that's how we can hold both at the same time. So Gemara is going to be not so happy with this. Eventually, at first, we'll see. It's going to come back to it later. But I guess we'll stop here and we'll pick up from that line tomorrow.